Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text which serves as the basis for this morning's proclamation is from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 7 and 8. Be strong and courageous. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. This is the text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I don't like change. I am generally conservative by nature. I prefer things the way they are. I get used to things and I get comfortable, and I like that. I also don't like goodbyes. You all have been such a blessing to me and my family, 21 plus years, and I hate to let that go. So today is a double whammy. I don't like change and I don't like to say goodbye, and here we are doing both. And as we do so, I know that there are a lot of questions among us, a great many unknowns. How is all of this going to work out? How will it go with the next pastor? How long will this process of calling a pastor take? And I'm asking my own questions as I move forward as well. Will it go okay in the next church? Will the congregation be supportive and caring above and beyond as you all have been? Will the office administrator be the treasure that Sandy is to me and to you? Will the organist be the joy to work with that Loretta has been? I have a lot of questions. I encourage you over the next weeks and months to join me in bringing those questions to God in prayer. And as we pray, perhaps some historical data might help us to keep things in perspective. I've been here a long time. For a few of you, I'm the only pastor you've ever known. You've never experienced a vacancy. But let's not forget that since 1930-something, when this congregation first began gathering, Grace Lutheran Church has had 13 different pastors. 13. That's 13 farewells, 13 vacancies, 13 call processes, 13 voters' meetings calling a new pastor. 13 times this congregation and her new pastor have had to get to know each other and figure each other out and move forward together in the gospel. So you've done this before, and you survived and even thrived. If you ever need advice, you have someone right here in your midst who can answer questions regarding how all this works. Harriet Arnett has been here at Grace for all 13 of those pastors. She was baptized in 1937. That was Pastor Herbert Danzer. Confirmed in 1953. That was Pastor Gerhard Hattendorf. She and Richard were married in 1956. That was Pastor David Wacker. Her daughter Gail was baptized in 1975 by Pastor Paul Helmer. And her grandchildren and great-grandchildren were baptized and in some cases confirmed by me. She's been here through 13 pastors. She's living proof that this can work. And a change of pastors can actually be a good thing. It reminds us who the church is all about. The church is not about a certain pastor. the church or the pastor is just the under-shepherd, as the Bible refers to him. The under-shepherd. The shepherd, the chief shepherd, is Jesus. The pastor is just the manager. The owner is Jesus. Under-shepherds come and go. Managers come and go. Jesus stays the same. Jesus remains the center and the focus of our faith. Jesus is the solid rock that we stand on as Christians. Even in the midst of change, we know that some things, we Christians know that some things stay the same. Some things can be counted on to remain sure and steady and solid and permanent. Jesus is our solid ground. Jesus is our friend and Savior, even when everything else is changing. So Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Matthew 28, verse 20, Jesus promises that He will be with us always. Hebrews 13:5, Jesus says, He will never leave us or forsake us. Jesus doesn't change. And neither does the gospel. The gospel doesn't change. The gospel is the good news that Jesus lived and suffered and died and rose again for you, to win for you the forgiveness of your sins and victory over death and hell. The gospel is the good news that God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him will have eternal life. This good news is God's free gift to you by faith in Jesus. That gospel doesn't change. Nor does God's word change. 1 Peter 1:25 says, the word of the Lord endures forever. God's truth, as given us in His word, is a sure ground to stand on. That word shows us our sin and calls us to repent. That same word shows us also our Savior and proclaims to us the forgiveness of our sin. As the world grows increasingly confused and scatterbrained, and as the world increasingly can't tell up or down, spiritually or otherwise, you and I can remain centered and focused and grounded on the truth of God's Word. So, onward and forward we go, led by our Savior and guided by His Word and nurtured by His sacraments, not knowing where we go, as the prayer says, but only that God's hand is leading us and His love is supporting us. Now, as you go, as I said earlier, I'll be praying for you. I'll be praying that God grant you the same blessings He's already been granting you these 21 years that we've been together. I will pray for you the blessing of patience. The blessing of patience. That you would be patient with each other, patient with your leaders, patient with the process of calling a new pastor, patient with your next pastor, as you have been so patient with me. Patience is a lost art, you know. We expect everything instantly now. We want it today. We wait for no one. When things don't go our way right away, we walk away. But you and I know that some things are worth waiting for. Some things are worth holding on to. Church is one of them. Stick around. Support each other. Be patient. I'll also be praying for generosity. You all have been so generous with me and my family. generous with your time and talent and your energy and your encouragement and your financial support, generous in your invitations to friends and family to come with you to church, generous in your kindness and your forgiveness. I'm grateful for that generosity. And I pray that God will bless you with an extra measure of that same generosity going forward for the good of the church. And then finally, I'll be praying for courage. That God would grant you courage. To be a Christian anymore in this society requires courage. Most of your friends and neighbors, quite honestly, they no longer count God and Christianity and church as any kind of real priority in life. They've moved on to more distracting distractions. Christians in America who want to take their faith seriously are becoming few and far between. So I pray that God, the Holy Spirit, will grant you courage to keep the main thing in your life. And that main thing is Jesus and His love for you. I pray for you the courage to speak the truth in love, the courage to admit your sin and your need of a Savior, the courage to ground yourself in God's Word and in worship, the courage to forgive as you have been forgiven, the courage to point to Jesus as the way and the truth and the life, the courage to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Which is to say, the courage to be a Lutheran Christian. A Lutheran Christian who centers his or her entire faith and life around the good news that we are saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus. Not all Christians are centered around that. Some Christians are centered on other things. A Christian who is nurtured and sustained by the Word and the sacraments. A Christian who doesn't turn the gospel into law, nor does he turn the law into gospel. A Christian who wants the glory and the focus to be on God, not on us. So, Deuteronomy 31, again, be strong and courageous. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Let's pray. Dear Lord, give us a spirit of courage. We know that whatever you have called us to do or say or lead, we do with your power behind us. Remind us in this situation especially that we can call on you for protection and guidance in your word. Let your will be done and your kingdom come, and remind us that you are with us every step of the way. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.